lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's 2:51 on KDKA. Dear friends just wandered into the studio a little early, which is, if you know him, not a surprise at all. Andy Amrine from EV True Value. Of course, how many years the Saturday morning show for you now? 27, 28?
We just, 2024 will be 28 years on KDKA.
28 years on Saturday mornings. Yeah. Why do you like doing that show?
You know, it's what I do every day. People call with their home improvement questions.
So the Saturday
problems.
Show is kind of a microcosm of what you hear all day on the floor.
All day long. Yeah. So between emails, phone calls, and being out on job sites, it's the questions that I get. Mm-hmm. And I like answering those kind of questions. So I like helping people solve their home improvement or their home or issues in a realistic way. I give them ideas. Mm-hmm.
Because there may be more than one way to fix something, right?
I've been, Rick, as you know my history, I'm 60, going to be 64. I built my first house when I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
So I've pretty much done it all over the years. I try to not do the physical work anymore.
Uh-huh.
The body just doesn't do it. Mm-hmm. So many years of doing roofs and cement and brick and block and everything else. But, just because that's the way I did it maybe 50 years ago, there's still, I've learned newer ways and newer products. And I like to educate people on the newer ways and the newer projects. And, I can't do the roofs anymore. I had somebody put my new roof on this past spring. But I like helping people with their home improvement questions and problems and passing along the expertise that I've gained over the 50 years I've been in the industry.
Well, Andy is here to talk to us about getting ready, and maybe even if you didn't, to still deal with the fact that we have at least a week of really, really cold temperatures here with our houses. Yep. One of the things that you brought in was an extension cord, basically, that plugs into a wall and gives you basically six additional outlets, and people had plugged literally a space heater into it, and now they're lucky they didn't burn their house down.
That's it. That's probably the number one mistake this time of year, and if you ask any of the fire departments, the number one reason for fires in January, February, March are space heaters. Because unfortunately,
we're
a lot of people need them.
We're not talking about a kerosene heater that catches something on fire.
No, the heater that was plugged into that power strip was a little 8-foot cube ceramic $39 heater.
Huh.
And it's just, you can never, ever, ever plug space heaters of any kind, whether it's a $500 one or a $39 one. You can never plug them into power strips or extension cords. The electricity fights itself, and it causes fire. And think of it, a lot of people put those in the living room on the carpet, right near the drapery, and
you're not sitting right next
to it. I mean, you're talking a minute, and your curtains are totally engulfed in flames by the heat created and the friction between the volts and the amps and the electricity of those. And it's ugly. And whether you have $1 million house or $10,000 house, doesn't matter. Space heaters are brutal. People use them. We sell hundreds of them, but this burnt up power strip, I leave hanging right by our end cap display of space heaters.
Yeah.
Just as a friendly reminder.
Don't do this. Absolutely. Well, Andy is here to talk to us about all sorts of things having to do with winter cold and preventing some of those issues and or fixing some that may be there if you're dealing with those kind of things right now, because I'm sure with temperatures right now, we're looking at 23 degrees here in Pittsburgh, and it doesn't look like we're going to be above freezing until probably Saturday. So it's going to be a cold week, and I know that that's good for business, it's also problematic if you haven't prepared properly your home for winter. We'll talk to Andy about that as we go into the next half hour. He'll be with us here on KDKA. It's 8 minutes past 3 o'clock on KDK. Andy Amrine from EV True Value in Bethel Park is our guest in studio today as we're talking about the cold weather and the issues that sometimes come along with it. Let's open up the phones and say hello to Susan, who's calling from Mars. Hi, Susan. You're on KDK. How are you?
Hi, Rick. I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Are you dealing with cold weather issues up there in Butler County, or is it just balmy and warm?
No, my car doors froze shut. So.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
So what other issues are you dealing with in Mars today?
I wanted to know what kind of salt that you put on cement that when you put it on, you don't track it back into the house. Is it magnesium chloride, or is it the other calcium chloride?
Okay, for that one.
Yep, great questions. There's four main salts on the market. So there's rock salt, there's potassium, there's calcium, and there's magnesium. The best, safest, all-around product for everything is magnesium. Magnesium is not, in your particular case, magnesium will not track into your house. Calcium is probably one of the best known next to rock salt, but the dilemma with calcium, it's like a little magnet on your shoes. It's those little white beads, and they track in everything, and they will destroy a floor, carpeting, anything like that in your house. So for you and not tracking, magnesium is by far the best. The other big difference between magnesium and calcium is pet friendly, it's concrete friendly, it's plant friendly, it's friendly to everybody and everything. It is by far the best. Where calcium works a little faster on ice, on pure thick ice, but it tracks in, it hurts animals, it kills plants, and it is brutal on just about anything that you put it on, except concrete. But in your case, definitely get a bag of magnesium, and you're going to be very, very happy.
Okay, and do you have any suggestions when your car door freezes?
When it is frozen like that, the only safe way, I would say, of thawing that out is taking a hairdryer to it. You never want to use an open flame. Trying to pour hot water on it is a big no-no.
Because that'll just freeze up again in the cold parts.
It'll just freeze up all over again. So, use a hairdryer and move the hairdryer up and down the door. And I'm assuming this is the whole door, not just the lock cylinder. There are de-icers that you could put in the lock cylinder, but for a door, even better than getting a can of spray de-icer to put on the door, which you could do, but just taking a hair dryer and within a couple minutes, it's going to be thawed out enough to get that thawed and that door open. Now, what you could do to prevent that is after you get the door open, spend a little bit more time, on the weather stripping, get it thawed out, get a towel, dry it off, and then spray that weather stripping with like a Teflon spray, like TriFlow or a silicone spray. Don't use WD-40 because WD-40 freezes. And people think WD-40 is great, but not in the wintertime, it's not. But get TriFlow, get silicone, spray that door weather stripping, and your door won't freeze again.
Thank you so much, and I love your shows.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling, Susan. We appreciate it. Stay warm.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye. Yep.
Andy, these are the kind of things that I just love listening to you interact with people, because even though you have heard the question a million and a half times, each person gets a response just like what Susan does that helps them to understand. Do you need to be concerned about automotive finish with the hairdryer?
No.
You don't want to be.
It doesn't get hot enough.
I was going to say, it doesn't get hot. Where a heat gun, if you use a Milwaukee heat gun, you'll bubble the paint, won't you?
Yeah, heat gun is a big no-no. And of course, an open flame torch is a big no-no.
Right.
So, easier pulling it in a garage, but if the door's shut, you're not going to get in the car.
Mm.
So, and with a hairdryer, you could plug that into an extension cord because you're only using it for a short period of time and you're outside.
It's not going to be plugged in for 38 days.
Right, exactly. So take the hairdryer and gently go up and down it. you're not going to have any issues. You're not in danger of cracking the glass or bubbling the paint or anything like
that. Is that same tool good if you've got a sink that is not running and it's on an outside wall and things like that?
It actually is. It's a hair dryer is something that your arm might get tired, but a hair dryer is something. And, you know, most hair dryers are 1,500 watts. Okay, so if you get a space heater, by law, there, no matter how much you spend on that space heater, it's 1,500 watts.
Yes.
So the watt.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The amount of heat and so forth you put out, a hair dryer gently going back and forth over that section of pipe that's going to be frozen is going to be perfect for it. The one thing that, you know, everyone knows not to take an open flame to it. And the reason plumbers and the professionals tell you no open flame,
it's not because you're going to burn the house down, right?
No, it's because you're going to loosen the solder joints that are on that pipe. And so you may think you've thawed that pipe out.
So the straight piece of pipe and the elbow were put together with solder and flux, and that's what holds it there.
You go get that heat, that open flame to it, you're going to dislodge the solder and you're going to make things worse.
Yeah.
Where a gradual thaw is best. So you open up the faucet and you open up the cabinet door. Kitchen sinks are notorious for it because it's an outside wall. And the outside wall is the part that you don't have heavily insulation under there. And you get a slight breeze blowing through that mortar joint that's dissolved on your 40, 50, 60-year-old house. And the other part is when you open that that cupboard door, you know, underneath the sink, take the junk out.
Ah, so you've got a dishpan underneath there. You've got Ajax. You've got
don't just
your
put
olive
a heater
oil, whatever.
In, right, don't just put a heater in front of that open door and you still have all the stuff in there, because then it's useless.
So basically opening the doors is allowing the heat of the house to get into what has been an isolated space.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, but take that dish detergent, take that dish pot, take those towels, take all that out of it and let the heat get to the pipe itself.
Is that the prophylactic way to do it as well? Meaning that it's going to be cold again tonight and tomorrow, should we leave it that way for a week?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you need to clean out underneath that sink anyhow, Rick. Jen called me and told me that you haven't done that in a while, and so it's time you clean that out.
I know better than to get into her
area. Right, so
area.
Go get a box, take it all out, put it down somewhere else, and leave that cabinet open. And leave the door open and leave all the stuff out. And
what
if
about
you're still
water
concerned,
running? I mean, if
you're
you do
still
have water
concerned,
running
if that pipe has frozen before and you're still concerned, that water bill of leaving that water, it's a trickle, but it's more than a trickle. It's not just a drip.
We don't want it to drip.
You need more than a drip. You need to have a flow of the water. So it doesn't have to be heavy, you know, no more than a pencil type flow. Could be like
you're saying the diameter of a pencil, that much water coming out is plenty.
It's plenty.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the flow is going to prevent the water from sitting still, which will prevent the water from turning to ice.
So moss doesn't grow on a rolling stone and water won't freeze when it's running.
That's an absolute good way of putting it. But, you know, if your pipe isn't frozen and you open up that cabinet, you know, you could get a piece of foam pipe insulation or fiberglass pipe insulation or something. You know, you're going to spend a couple bucks. You're going to put it over that pipe and it's going to do an amazing job. Or get an electric heat tape, but for a heat cable to keep a pipe from freezing, you got to put it on before the pipe freezes.
You cannot thaw it with that, right?
You cannot thaw it with people will come in and say, I got a frozen pipe, give me a heat cable. Oh, okay, great. Thanks for the $50, but it's not going to do what you want it to do.
Yeah. Andy M. Ryan joining us here in the studio, and we're talking about these winter issues and how to get ready for more of this bitterly cold weather that is coming our way the rest of this week. Penguins continue to lead Seattle 2-0 as about midway third period. Steelers will kick off in a little more than an hour from up in Buffalo. And Andy M. Ryan is here. No, it's not Saturday morning. I am not Rob Pratt, but we're just talking about, we really have what, and it, when's the last time that we've had this type of cold? Because we didn't get it, but maybe for a day last year at all.
Over Christmas last year.
It was cold for a day or two.
Yeah, it was a couple days, and there was still, You know, it got so cold, it was still a lot of issues, a lot of frozen pipes, a lot of, in the commercial buildings over Christmas, it was a lot of the sprinkler lines blew. Because we just hadn't had it for a while, new remodeling in some of these high-rise buildings, and they just didn't insulate the pipes. They just, oh, we never have to do that anymore. So, you know, prep work is crucial for it. And even like hose bibs outside, you know, you got to remember to shut them off on the inside, not just the outside, and then
and
drain the outside.
And if you didn't, then
and
what?
If you didn't.
Yeah. And I'm asking for a friend.
Well, you know, as long as you have zoned off that pipe, that you're not going to cause a lot of
issue. What do you mean by that? Help people understand that.
There are shut-off valves all through the house.
Right.
So instead of turning off the whole house, if you know where the valves are, most hose bibs, if you don't have a frost-free hose bib, where a frost-free is one of those hose bibs that is 12 inches long, and they have a very long stem, so they don't need an interior valve because the exterior one shuts it all off. But your interior valve for a hose bib outside, generally you'll control just that pipe going through the outside wall. And so if you know it's already frozen, making sure that inside is turned off, then open up the hose bib outside, and when it warms up, the pipe will thaw and push the water directly out. Just remember, come Sunday when it warms up, you don't want water just flowing and flowing and flowing.
Yes.
Because then you're going to have an issue with it.
You might have an ice skating rink
You might have an ice skating rink on your driveway or patio. But, you know, simple, you always have to remove your garden hose. You never leave a garden hose on outside. You're just asking for problems if you did. So if you don't remember, put your coat on, go out right now. Join the commercial breaks on Rick's show. You don't want to go.
Thank you.
The show.
Thank you.
And take that garden hose off. So
because that just keeps the water in the line,
just
right?
It adds to the dilemma. And they make, I'll call it a top hat, a foam top hat that just, you know, goes directly around the handle of the hose bib. And it's amazing at keeping the heat in, the cold out, so your hose bibs don't freeze. It's notorious to have hose bibs freeze. It's just, it's more than the kitchen sink or a garage pipe or something, probably the hose bibs are number one for it.
But so is the concern that the pipe back behind it is going to split because it's so cold?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Generally, the valve itself doesn't.
Right.
Depending on the age of valve, type of valve, and angle and mounting and everything else, it's the pipe that's in just off of the
close
hose
proximity
bib,
a couple
is
feet away,
what it's
right?
Gonna, right, sometimes even just an inch away is what is going to freeze on the hose bib itself. But the other thing to besides putting heat shrink up on your windows for drafts and bills and door bottoms and so forth, all those newer furnaces, Rick, I mean, I know your furnace is only a couple years old. You have a high-efficiency one.
Yeah.
I do also.
Two-stage motors and
two-stage,
all that kind of
stuff. Yeah, they're great, but they create condensation into your exhaust. Depending on how they plumb the outside of that furnace exhaust, you get condensation building up. If they put a trap out there, that trap freezes, and then your furnace shuts off. So it's just, unfortunately, another thing that you have to be concerned with.
And that's a safety feature for the furnace, that if it can't, it
that
vent
furnace
properly.
Has to shut off if the safety feature. So
there's
not a whole lot you're going to do to prevent it, keeping the temperature up so the hot air is exhausting more commonly with it. But if you have that trap on the outside, knowing that if your furnace just cycles and won't turn on, it could be something as simple as the trap outside. And then once again, a hairdryer or a heat gun in this case, because they're going to be PVC, thawing out that trap and putting a shot vac on the outside and sucking the moisture out that built up in that trap to prevent it from freezing. So unfortunately, you own a house, there's a lot to be worried about when it's 0 degrees outside. But those kitchen cabinets, crucial for it. Auxiliary heat in the garage, crucial for keeping pipes. But just keeping an eye on your house is probably the biggest advice in doing it.
Knowing what you are dealing with this time of year. Well, are you headed back to the shop now?
Oh,
are you going to be there?
Yeah, I got to head back to the store and then got a couple appointments.
You mentioned
evening.
That you started, say, at 3 a.m. this morning. But are you open to the general public different hours this time of year?
Well, if you drive up and you see the lights on in the morning, I'm there. I generally, year-round, I get to work 4:15 every single day, and I open up as soon as I get there.
Right.
You know, turn the lights on.
So even though the sign on the door may
say
8 o'clock.
The sign on the door says 6 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Yeah. I'm generally there, say, 4 o'clock in the morning.
So if you need something tomorrow
welcome morning,
you're going to be there.
Come on in.
All right, very good. Andy, thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Good to see you. Happy
nice
New Year
you.
And enjoy
thank
the cold,
you.
Including your bright yellow John Shumway issued jacket. You look like you work for PennDOT.
I have his hat, too.
I'm sure you do. All right, Andy Emright, EV True Value. If you need him, he's always there down in Bethel Park. Go check him out on Library Road.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of. Right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.